Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to WMFO Medford. This is The Voicemobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice. It is Jerusalem Day today. The unification of the city of Jerusalem happened today. I'm just going to share something about that with you. This is from United with Israel. So this title is 1,500 Jews Ascend Temple Mount on Jerusalem Day. Israeli rights activist Michael Pua told the news site he was able to wear tefillin phylacteries in defiance of the ban on Jewish prayer on the Mount by JNS. Some 1,500 Israeli Jews visited the Temple Mount on the occasion of Jerusalem Day on Wednesday, an increase of 26% compared to last year, the Temple Mount Administration NGO announced. In 2023, the national holiday saw 1,146 Jews visit the Mount in the capital's Old City, less than a week after Israel and the Gaza-based Palestinian Islamic Jihad terrorist group finalized a truce agreement following 4 days of rocket attacks. This year, amid the ongoing war with Hamas, which was triggered by the terrorist organization's October 7 massacre in southern Italy, Jerusalem Day saw 1,445 people ascend over the course of 5.5 hours. As of the afternoon, many people stood in line hoping to tour Jerusalem's holiest site, but it soon closed to Jews for the day. Israeli security forces detained several Jews at the exit from the Temple Mount on charges of bowing or prostrating, which authorities say could inflame tensions with Muslim worshippers, Hakol Yehudi reported. Israeli rights activist Michael Pua told the news site that he was able to wear tefillin, and that's in defiance of the 1967 status quo arrangement with Jordan that bans Jewish prayer at the site. We even said the Hallel, holiday prayers, out loud. Policemen asked us to do it more quietly and didn't say anything about the tefillin, he said. Yitzhak Wasserlof, Israel's minister for the development of the periphery, the Negev and the Galilee, and lawmaker Yitzhak Kurazir, both members of the Atzma Yehudit Party, also ascended the mount. Jordan's foreign ministry condemned the visit. The ministry denounced the duo's religious pilgrimage as a blatant and unacceptable violation of international law. Oh boy. Earlier this week, National Security Minister and Otzma Yehudit leader Itamar Ben-Gvir called on all Israelis to come to the capital as a way to say the Temple Mount is ours and Jerusalem is ours. If we see ourselves as the sovereign of the area, our enemies will respect us, Ben-Gvir said in a statement ahead of Jerusalem Day. This year's Jerusalem Day marks the 57th anniversary of the liberation of the Temple Mount, Western Wall, and Eastern side of the city, as well as the historic Judean-Samaria regions to the south and north of the city. The Jewish state entered into an agreement with Amman's Waqf Islamic Trust after the Six-Day War, in which Israel would maintain security control of the Temple Mount while the Waqf would retain religious control. The Islamic body subsequently forbade Jews from engaging in any kind of prayer there, including moving their lips, bowing, and prostrating. The Israeli government enforces a ban on non-Muslim prayer on the site. Jews who perform any of these forbidden acts are typically removed by the police. It's really insane. Okay, well, what are you going to do? This is the status quo. So here's a little message. Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? try eating dried fruit. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh, so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. That's so cute. All right, so we'll listen now to something from Dudu Fisher in concert from Israel on the occasion of Jerusalem Day. Let's see, we have it here.
Avir ha'im tzalul kayayim Bereach horanim Nisa beruach ha'abayim Im kol pa'amonim Uvetardemat ilan va'even Shvuya b'chalomah העיר אשר בדד יושבת ובליבה חומה ירושלים של זהב ושל נחושת ושל אור הלא לכל שירייך אני כינו ירושלים ושל נחושת ושל אור הלא לכל שירייך אני כינור. The wells are filled again with water, the square with joyous crowd. On Temple Mount within the city, the shofar rings out loud. And in the caverns, in the mountains, a thousand suns will glow. We'll take the Dead Sea Road together, which runs through Jericho. Yerushalayim shel zahav ושל נחושת עלו לכל שירייך אני כינור ירושלים של זהב ושל נחושת ושל אור
und die Nacht hat geöffnete goldene Augen. Lichtiger meiner Schlaf ein. Die Nacht hat geöffnete goldene Augen. Bin ich auf Fiedel geworden und du der Beugen. Und ruhiger meiner Schlaf ein. Bin ich auf Fiedel geworden in der Beugen. Und das Glück über uns hat verliebt es ihr Gebäuden. Zärtlicher meiner Schlaf über uns hat verliebt sich geboren. Gelost uns allein und verflogen. Treuriger meiner Schlaf.
Shel Ahava
יורד מעל ברוח שושן אנוש לבן הבא אליך שלך שיר מלן זמר של אהבה
Just an ordinary day. Was it anyone I know? How can life go on this way?
chazak benit chazak.
We sing the words out loud
to strengthen one another.
Together, standing proud.
Chazak, chazak,
we stand as one.
Chazak, chazak,
we must be strong.
Chazak, chazak,
we will go on.
Yaseh Shalom.
Chazak benit chazak be'ad amenu
u'me'ad orei
Elokeinu.
Chazak benit chazak
be'ad amenu
u'le'man arei
מצאתי סדק יש בו אור אל
לפעמים אני חוששת שוויתרת ושאתה מפליא גם מוקר.
Thank you. עבור מכנון מחימר לא יאירו לא יחזרו לך שותנו לא יחזיר מבור תחתי דפן כאן לא יועיר לו שירת הניצחון ולא שירי הלב
The incomparable Shlomo Bar with Habrera HaTivit. This is WMFO Medford, and you're listening to The Voicemobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice. So that was Shirla Shalom. I got to do a special workshop with Shlomo Bar quite a few years ago, and it was fabulous. He's a real treasure. Before that, Eti Ankri. This is from A Putumayo Presents Israel. Niklach Mim Meni Sod was the song. We then, before that, heard Voices for Israel, a 2-CD compilation. And it was the title cut. Hazaka Meni, We Stand as One. From that's the name of the whole compilation. Before that, Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra with Ziggy Elman on trumpet. From a CD called L'Chaim, Music of the Jewish People, Eli Eli. And before that, we heard Arav Shel Shoshanim, a composition by M. Dori and Y. Hadar, off of a CD called The Very Best of Israel. and Hab Avarim is the name of the group. Chava Alberstein and the Klezmatics before that, Die Golden Pave, from a Jewish Odyssey on Putumayo. Dudu Fischer with Jerusalem of Gold, as we celebrate the reunification of the holy city of Jerusalem today. So I think that brings us up to date. So I just found a story that I want to share with you, so I can get back to it. It's about Hamas. Now let's see if it's going to come back or not. Sometimes the phone is just being really not very helpful. Okay. All right, so no, that wasn't it. That wasn't the story that I wanted. Where did it go? Well, we'll have to see if I can find it again. Oh boy. Well. All right. Well, I can't find it right now, so I'll have to see if I can. I'll put on some Chava Elberstein here. Frühling for spring, although it's summer now, but why not?
Blonde in ghetto von Gessel zu Gessel und kenn nit gefinnen kein Ort. Nito is mein Liebe, wie trockt men a Riebe, Menschen sagt trotz a Wort. Es läuft euch mein Heim, it's der Himmel, der Bläue, wo je hab ich it's der Fun. Ich steh wie a Bettler bei jedwitten Teuer und bettel a bissele Sun. Frühling, nimm zu mein Treue und bring meine Liebsten, mein Treuen zurück. Frühling, auf deine Flügel blühe, oh, nimm mein Herz mit und bring es zu mein Glück. Geh zu der Arbeit vorbei, unser Stiebel in Treuer, der Teuer vermacht. Der Tag erzählt er, die Blumen verwelkte, Seviane, vor uns ist euch Nacht. Vernacht euch zurück, wächst es neue, der Treuer, und da hast du liebster gewahrt. Und da in dem Schotten noch kennt ich dein Trottis, pflegst kuschen mich lieblich und zart. Frühling, nimm zu mein Treue und bring meine Liebsten, mein Treuen zurück. Frühling, auf deine Flügel blühe, oh, nimm mein Herz mit und bring es zu mein Glück. Frühling, ha jor der Frühling gor früh angekommen, zerblit hat sich Bänkschaft noch dir. Ich seh dich wie itzter Balladen mit Blumen, a Freidiker gehst du zu mir. Die Sonne hat vergossen, die Welt heint mit Strahlen, zersprotzt hat die Erd sich in Grün. Mein Treuer, mein Liebster, wo bist du verfallen? du gehst nicht raus von mein Sinn. Frühling, nimm zu mein Treue und bring meine Liebsten, mein Treuen zurück. Frühling, auf deine Flügel blühe, oh, nehme mein Herz mit und bring es zu mein Glück.
So I found what I was looking for. This is an article on World Israel News, and its title is, so far during the Gaza War, 30 military dogs have died helping the IDF. This is an article by Verit Weiss on World Israel News. IDF troops in Jabalia nearly met with disaster 2 weeks ago when Hamas terrorists created a trap by killing a military dog's body in an attempt to entrap the soldiers. When the IDF was operating in the Jabalia refugee camp, they were alerted to the presence of terrorists in a building. They dispatched an Oketz canine unit dog into the building where the terrorists were hiding, but the dog did not return. They didn't hear any sounds indicating distress or barking and sensed something suspicious might be afoot. The soldiers sent a drone into an alley close to the building, and it detected the dog, but there was no indication whether it was still alive. When the soldiers went to get the dog had mysteriously disappeared. The troops sent the drone again, and it discovered the dog lying down in the building, apparently dead. The soldiers then realized that Hamas had killed the dog and planted explosives under the dog's body, since they knew the IDF would come back to get the dog. The suspicion was confirmed when they saw wiring from the explosive device coming out of the dog's body. The explosives were neutralized, and the dog was buried in the cemetery of Oketz canine dogs at the Adam facility near Modi'in. The Oketz canine unit serves a crucial purpose during wartime. Given their keen senses, dogs can often sniff out explosives and alert soldiers to danger. So far, during the Gaza War, 30 military dogs have died helping the IDF. Currently, the IDF is purchasing and training more dogs, especially with the threat of a possible war with Hezbollah in the north. We are already preparing to use dogs in the north after the extensive experience gained with the dogs in Gaza, says a senior officer from the Marom Brigade. The unit has become a world-class pioneer with its use of dogs during the Gaza War, he added. The dogs can go deep in enemy territory, have the sensitivity to scout out areas, and are adept at special tasks to detect explosives, the officer concluded. It's heartbreaking, really. There's a headline here, Biden risks American lives to protect Hamas. I understand that the offer that Biden presented was almost word for word what Hamas wanted. It's a little bit disgusting. Biden risks American lives to protect Hamas. He has not sent a single soldier to recover American hostages being held by Hamas, but there are now soldiers in the line of fire in order to send aid to Gaza. This is an article by Daniel Greenfield, Front Page Magazine. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin recently admitted at a congressional hearing that American soldiers operating Biden's disastrous aid pier for Gaza could come under attack from Islamic terrorists. Biden has not sent a single soldier to recover American hostages being sought by Hamas, but there are now soldiers in the line of fire in order to send aid to Gaza. In the event American forces on the pier come under attack, they would be allowed to fight back, Austin promised. But based on the rules of engagement in Iraq and Afghanistan, all the terrorists have to do is attack from a mosque or from behind civilians, and American soldiers would be banned from fighting back. And those are the ways that Hamas tends to attack. Late last month, Islamic terrorists did fire mortar shells at the pier, forcing a UN team to flee for cover and damaging some of our equipment. After the attack, it was announced that the Israeli military would be tasked with providing security for the pier, since Biden's efforts to recruit Muslim allies to protect it had failed. After the mortar attack, the terror pier was moved to the Israeli port of Ashdod, allegedly because of the bad weather, but also because of the terrorist attacks. It's still sitting in Ashdod, despite having been completed, because it's too fragile to move in stormy weather. What's going to happen if there's bad weather once the pier is in place? If this one breaks, we'll probably have to build another one. But after having wasted hundreds of millions of dollars on the terror pier, Biden is waiting on the Israelis to secure it. Even with the Israelis physically attaching the pier so that Biden can claim that there are American no boots on the ground, American personnel will still be within firing range of Islamic terrorists in Gaza. This would not be a threat if Biden would stop interfering with Israel's war on the terrorists, but the pier is part of the Biden administration's campaign to undermine Israel's war effort, and that's putting American lives at risk. Oh, it goes on, it goes on. It's just, you know, it's so convoluted, it's hard to, it's just hard. What can I tell you? So, let's see what we've got next. Something from Yoni Avibatat.
رمح لي بيعود كاخشي وسانوت يا فطو بيعود فعلى الفرات طفولتي قد أزهرت وبدجلتي ناهل الشباب ريقا قلبي بحب بني العروبة يخفق وفمي بضادهم يشيد وينطق
مصائرنا الحياة